Google says you don't need LLMs.txt for AI search visibility, but Chrome Lighthouse is checking for it anyway. The LLMs.txt contradiction that every CEO, CMO, and developer needs to understand. Google Search Central says it's not needed for AI overviews, but Chrome's agentic browsing audits flag its absence. Here's the full breakdown, including what John Mueller, Lily Ray, and the LinkedIn CEO community are saying. The contradiction that broke CEO Twitter. On May 15, 2026, Google Search Central published its first official guide on optimizing for generative AI features. The message was clear. You don't need to create new machine-readable files, AI text files, markup, or markdown to appear in generative AI search. Less than a week later, Chris Long, co-founder at Nextiv, discovered something buried in Chrome's new agentic browsing audits documented at developer.chrome.com that directly contradicts this stance. LLMs.txt checks for the presence of a machine-readable summary at the domain root. This is not a typo. This is not a draft. This is a live Chrome Lighthouse audit that checks whether your site has an LLMs.txt file, the exact file Google Search Central told you not to worry about. The core question: if LLMs.txt is not needed for AI search visibility, why is Google's own browser infrastructure team checking for it? The answer reveals a much bigger shift than most SEOs realize. The December 2025 origin story. This contradiction has roots. In December 2025, Google's own CMS platform began auto-deploying LLMs.txt files across Google developer properties, including developer.chrome.com and web.dev. The Search Central team removed the file from their docs within hours. Other teams didn't notice and left it up. This pattern, one Google team deploying what another Google team rejects, is the same dynamic playing out now between Search Central and Chrome Lighthouse. What is Chrome's agentic browsing audit? Chrome's agentic browsing audits are a new set of Lighthouse checks designed to evaluate whether your site is structured for AI agents and machine interaction. These audits go far beyond traditional SEO metrics. They assess visibility, confirming that content is not hidden from the accessibility tree while being interactive. Cumulative layout shift, CLS, measuring visual stability, which is critical for agents relying on element positioning. Accessibility tree construction. How well AI agents can parse your DOM structure TXT presence, whether a machine-readable summary exists at the domain root. This is not a search ranking signal. It is an agent readiness signal. And that distinction is everything. Lighthouse documentation describes LLMs.txt as an emerging convention at LLMstxt.org, a developer-driven standard, not a Google initiative. John Mueller's response, the discovery versus functionality distinction. John Mueller, search advocate at Google.com and leader of the search relations team, responded on social media to clarify the apparent contradiction. His explanation introduces a framework that every CMO needs to understand. Mueller's short answer was direct. The short answer is that it's not done for search. There's more to websites than just CEO smiley face. He then expanded with a nuanced distinction. The longer and nuanced version is that it's worth separating discovery, finding the website or pages with a global search engine, vs. functionality. Once someone has found the page, helping them to best do the task they want to do. He compared it to CTAs on traditional pages. You don't add CTAs for SEO to be found. But if you're responsible for the website overall, ensuring a high discovery rate, CO, together with a high conversion rate is useful to justify your work. On the developer documentation context specifically, Mueller explained, AI coding has gotten very popular, and these coding systems can be efficient and accurate with the code they produce if they can easily read, parse reference material, such as developer documentation. It can help to give them a way to understand the context of the documentation they're looking at, as well as a simplified version of the reference page, e.g., in Markdown. Of course, they can read HTML just fine, so this is emo more of a temporary crutch, perhaps to save some tokens. And the critical line for non-developer sites, I don't think this makes much sense, even with more agentic traffic in the future, and if you check your logs, you're not getting a lot of that at the moment. Making a Markdown version of a shoe's specs is not going to get you more sales, competitors appreciate it though. Mueller's final word, the line that should be pinned to every SEO's dashboard.